Except for speeding, is there a law more frequently scoffed at by citizens than the ban on recreational use of marijuana? It's well beyond the time for rigorous study of a policy that too often devolves into cliche and anecdotal opinion. For starters, let's acknowledge that the 40-year war on drugs has resulted in thousands of Rhode Islanders and millions of Americans serving prison time for smoking or ingesting cannabis, and it's been an abject failure. As was the case with alcohol prohibition in the early years of the 20th century, marijuana use has been impossible to banish from our society. Rhode Islanders roundly winked at the ban on alcohol. Booze flowed as if our state was the stage for one of Jay Gatsby's parties, where the champagne was served in glasses larger than finger bowls. The alcohol experiment didn't last, of course. It failed on many fronts, not the least of which was organized crime and the widespread political corruption bred by banning alcohol. Today's pot ban has done much the same, putting the nation in thrall to murderous Mexican drug cartels, wasting police time and taxpayer money, chasing and prosecuting petty anti-crime, and fostering disrespect for the law. Other states are grappling with marijuana prohibition, most notably Colorado, which has legalized recreational use through a voter referendum. The Colorado experience was debated vigorously at a recent Rhode Island State House hearing, with skeptics and such law enforcement leaders as Attorney General Peter Kilmartin asserting the move has caused headaches for police and led to more hospital emergency room visits for cannabis intoxication. Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper, a Democrat, was once a staunch opponent of legalization. Yet he has since softened his anti-pot position. Quote, "If you look back, it's turned out not to be as vexing as some of the people like myself anticipated," he said. This shouldn't surprise anyone. Cultural issues tend to bring out sky-is-falling rhetoric that just doesn't match reality. Remember the outcry just a couple of years ago when Rhode Island legalized gay marriage? Kilmartin and other law enforcement officials have valid concerns. As Hopkinton Police Chief David Palmer told a House Judiciary Committee hearing, there is no simple way of detecting the marijuana intoxication level of an impaired driver. This is a serious issue, especially in light of the carnage that drunk drivers already cause on our roads. Yet as more states legalize pot, there's likely a technology that could be developed, like the alcohol breathalyzer test, that would allow criteria for unsafe pot levels. Rhode Island has made progress in recent years by decriminalizing small amounts of pot and allowing medical use of the weed. A Kilmartin spokesman says that no inmate is currently serving time at the adult correctional institutions for simple marijuana possession. The state has a serious interest in keeping pot out of the hands of teenagers. Senator Josh Miller of Cranston, a longtime advocate of legal pot, says the present system is such a failure because illegal dealers prey on the young by selling them not only weed, but much more dangerous drugs such as opioids and cocaine. Governor Gina Raimondo and House Speaker Nick Mattiello have backed a go-slow policy on legalizing and regulating marijuana. This may well turn out to be short-sighted, especially if legal pot is approved by Massachusetts voters who are likely to face such a ballot question next year. Legalization in Massachusetts would be the first New England domino to drop, and it would inevitably lead to other states cashing in on regulating and taxing pot. For all these reasons, Rhode Island lawmakers and Raimondo ought to take a serious study of marijuana legalization. The status quo isn't working, so let's take a look at reasonable alternatives before our New England neighbors beat us to it.